comes into the program. You were making your debut on the program. Have you had a similar reaction?
Well, I was perusing a national newspaper this morning, and on page 21 I saw a big photo of myself.
Oh, well.
which was a bit shocking. I have had people coming up to me in the street. I had a taxi driver stop on Wednesday morning, and he just winded down the window and went, "Hello, Zeva, you all right?" And then just smiled and drove off.
And are you enjoying this newfound fame?
Yes, it's nice while it lasts, to be recognised and appreciated, but I don't think it will last much longer somehow.
Oh, I don't know. Now listen, one of the things that non-Jewish people have been speaking to me about since the programme was aired was how quickly you proposed to Erica, the lady who's now your wife, just 22 days after you first met her.
No, that's not quite correct.
Oh.
It was 22 days of actually being with her, either in England or America. But if you want the dates, I first made contact with her on August the 7th.
That's online contact, yes,
and we got engaged on the 20th of December.
Oh, so you really did take your time, didn't you?
So it was 4 months, but it was 22 days of actually being together.
Okay.
But there was plenty of time with Skype chats and letters and emails. Text messages.
She was in America, you were in the northwest of England. What made you think you'd get a chance?
Ah, well, you know, you've got to give it a go, you never know, be lucky, you know.
Now, I presume that what we saw on the programme was just a fraction of what was recorded. So,
Indeed, I mean,
you were at the mercy of the editing, really. Was there anything that you wished you hadn't said or you wished you'd done differently?
Oh, yes, there were a few things I wished I hadn't said. Hope you're not going to make me say what they were.
No, no, it's entirely up to you.
There were a few cringeworthy moments. I realised I said the wrong words at the wrong times. I didn't mean, because, you know, when sitting there and there's a camera in your face, sometimes you don't always think clearly, you don't always say exactly what you wanted to say. And there were other moments which I was glad were not shown.
Okay.
And there were some moments which I wanted to be shown, like he filmed me giving a sheer in Southport to about 21 people.
A sheer is like a sermon, a
lecture,
speech, isn't it? Yeah.
For about an hour, he had a half an hour. I thought he might show a few clips of that to show me in sort of public rabbinic life. So I was a bit dismayed not to see that on.
Never mind, but we did see you playing Sunday morning football.
Yes.
Now, people might be quite surprised to see a rabbi playing football. Were you deliberately trying to change perceptions of rabbis?
Well, that is one of the reasons when they approached me, I decided to go ahead with the programme, because I think people think rabbis have got their heads in the clouds and, you know, they're a bit fanatic and radical and, they're not in the real world.
Exactly,
and they don't understand real people.
Yeah.
And I thought, with my life and what I do, this would be that's one of the reasons why he wanted me, to show that rabbis are normal people. They do normal things. I play football. I have a normal job, as you saw me schlepping.
Move luggage, yes.
Exactly. It's a good job he didn't show me doing anything too heavy. Might have dropped it. Quite simple that day. But yes, so I have done a hard day's work. I do play football, do, in inverted commas, normal, everyday things. And I think people have said they've connected with that. And they found that very helpful, a good insight into a rabbi and a religious man.
Now, I said earlier that everybody I've spoken to since last week has talked to me about the programme. Non-Jewish people seem to have loved it, but a number of Jewish people have expressed some concerns that it wasn't the best advert for Judaism and fueled some people's prejudices. And I mean, for example, the example they all give is Joel Lever, one of the characters in the programme, saying that his favourite sound is that of his till ringing and talking about clothes. I mean, doesn't that just prejudice fuel some prejudices that people have?
Well, that particular part probably did. And of course, with anything, when you're interviewing people, people have their own opinions, people have their own lives. You're going to get a mix. People are going to say things how they feel, and they're not necessarily going to consider how it might come out in the wider context. But that probably is what he would consider makes good television.
Yeah.
Because we all want a programme that puts Jews in a good light, but he wants a programme that's going to get 4 million viewers. And attract the advertising, probably, so he's got to get the balance. And I think overall, it was a decent programme. Yes, there were bits that we didn't like, and there were bits that we wish could have done better, and people wanted other bits and other aspects to be shown. But I think on the whole, on balance, it was a decent programme.
And you were happy with the way you were portrayed?
I was, yes. I hope other people were happy with what they saw of me.
Well, if anybody was happy with what they saw of you, and they want more of you, what can they do?
Well, I have now started a new website, www.rabbisaunders.com, where you can see you can listen to my audio lectures, there's 10 of those, you can read some of the publications I have written, you can view my sermons, and you can see pictures and keep up with my news.
Rabbi Saunders, thanks for speaking to Jewish Hour. Well, we heard about Rabbi Zevi Saunders playing football there, but if you prefer watching sport to playing it, you might be lucky enough to get a ticket for Wimbledon this week.
Later on as well.
Oh, perfect.
Yes, did you manage to hear that clearly?
Yes, I